Good evening and welcome to the Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. You can stream us online at krvs.org. This evening we will have a definitive smorgasbord of post-punk, indie, punkish rock things. Started off with Rope's Length by Pyle from A Hair Short of Purpose. Thank you. That was Motorcar by the Apples in Stereo from the album Science Fair. It's still available on vinyl from Bandcamp. They recorded all themselves on an Atari 5050 half-inch 8-track using Audio-Technica 4033 microphones. They use those microphones on all instruments and vocals. They used to have a 4-track, and when they got a record deal, the studio said, "Do you need a studio?" And they said, "No, we do a lot of ourselves on a 4-track," and they ended up buying them the Atari 5050. Before that, we heard Church Girls' No Patience from Cycles. They gave us a lot of information for their two latest releases, Cycles and Home. And so we're going to hear a lot of the Church Girls this evening. And that particular track, they're using a rat pedal for fuzz. They use other pedals that I'll talk about later on. They used the rototoms on the drums, highly tuned up. You hear those on beats 2 and 4. And the three of them did gang vocals on the second and third choruses of that track. Before that, we heard Pile Rope's Length from A Hair Shirt of Purpose. That band is sometimes called the Boston Band. The lead singer, Rick Maguire, spent a year in rural Georgia in solitude to write most of that album. It's very dark and inward-focused compared to most of their other albums. They're mostly a road band. They turned 10 years old in 2017, and the lead and rhythm guitarist on that band used orange amps and cabinets, and the bass player plays to his son. Next up, I'm going to turn to The World is a Beautiful Place, and I'm No Longer Afraid to Die with the song Mount Hum. Thank you.
live in smoke, running through my veins. I have legs, but I can't make the train. I heard a song, but I forgot to write it down. Because what it was, I don't like that sound. Old ways make me feel grown. Like I'm a long way from young. I don't know nothing about getting old. Cause I'm a long way from young. I hate myself at night. I terrorize my family and I love being alone. I live around the corner and I'm lost every day. Never answer my phone. I heard my name, but I forgot to write it down. Because what it was, I hate that sound. Old ways make me feel grown. Like I'm a long way from young. I don't know nothing about getting old. Cause I'm a long way from young. Oh.
I can't play piano all that well. Like I'm fine, I can get away with it. If I'm acting like I'm drunk on stage, and you're shocked that I'm playing anything, I'll get away with it. I'll get away. Can't see you in another's arms. Like it's cool, I just can't imagine it. Would you fall asleep to different shows than the ones that we drift away with? I couldn't dream of it. TV stars don't care. getting high and diving into holes till I can't even dream of sleeping and getting away from it, getting away from it.
That was TV Stars by Jeff Rosenstock from the album Post. In 2007, he had a free donation-based digital label called Quote Unquote Records, and he used to be in a band called Bomb the Music Industry, till that stopped. 10% of all the proceeds from that album go to defend the Puerto Rico Fund. Before that, we heard Church Girls with Young Planes from their self-titled album Church Girls. On their later albums, the lead singer is playing, lead guitar player is Joseph Wright. He's playing a Tele Fender body with a custom maple neck, mostly through Tube Screamer pedals, OCD pedals, and Boss DD7 delays. Before that, we heard The World is a Beautiful Place and I'm No Longer Afraid to Die, if that's not a very long album title, lead band title, from Harmlessness. The song was called Mount Hum. I'll get it out eventually. It's Chris Teddy on guitar. He plays Fender Baritone Tellys, Squire Baritone Jazzmasters, and a 76 Gibson S1. He plays listen to a PV-5150, which is that thing that EVH used to play for a short time, into an oversized PV-412 cab from the early 70s. When recording, however, he uses a JCM-800, a Marshall JMP, PV Century, PV VTM-120, Carvin X-100Bs, and some of the cabs he uses are Ampeg V-4412s, 70s Marshall 412s, Orange 412s, and Sun 412s. I think he has a thing with 12s. He uses a ton of pedals, but mostly he uses a Strymon Big Sky or a Blue Sky and a Strymon El Capistan, and an Electro-Harmonix Freeze, but for that album, he mostly played the Capistan and RV5 into a tape recorder. You've been listening to The Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles. You can visit us online at krvs.org, where you can see playlists, podcasts, and you can stream this program and others. You can also click on that big red donate button to support public radio in your area. Next up, we're going to play The Chat's Temperature from Get This In Ya.
Temperature, temperature.
bury me. Maybe you should bury me. All my idols, they are dead and buried. I think you should bury me. I think you should bury me.
And it goes, goes, and it goes, and it goes, and it goes.
was Colossus from Idols, from the album Joy as an Act of Resistance. If you listen to any punk rock stations, new wave punk, stuff like that, you hear Danny DeDelco on those quite often, which is a song off of that album. And the video is great, and the song is great, but they never seem to play anything else from that album other than that. So there you have it. The lead guitar player and vocals, Mark Bowen, he's playing a Hi-Wide Custom 50 SA-212. He also uses a Roland Jazz Chorus JC-120, and he has a 72 Fender Strat. The other lead guitar player, Andy, uses a Supro Royal Reverb 210, a 70s PV Pacer 112, and a Fender Esquire. Between the two of them, they have far too many pedals for me to list, but the standouts are some Deathbot Audio Echo Dream 2 and the Deathbot Audio Waveform Destroyer. They also use an Earthquake Devices Data Corruptor and an Electro Harmonix Pog 2 and a Minifuger. That's some good pedals right there. Before that, you heard the Church Girls, Friends and Idols from Thousand Lives. On their later albums, all the rhythm guitar parts were played by Mario on a Buckshot guitar using an OCD pedal and a Carr Sportsman amp. It's a pretty nice amp, actually, if I say so myself. Before that, we heard Daddy Issues with Babe Hammer from the F-Bomb Mary Kill. Can't say that name on the radio. Previously, we heard Riot Girl from them on a previous edition of the Minor Chord. And before that, we heard the Chats with Temperature from Get This In Ya. If you remember, they had a big smash viral video with Smoko. Next up, we're going to turn to the Church Girls one more time for some Deadwood from the album Home. Thank you. That was, again, Deadwood from Church Girls from Home. They did the rhythm guitar parts with the Squire Vintage Modified 5 baritone bass. They droned one chord throughout the whole song using a freeze pedal. And the guitar player got the pedal steel sounds from his volume pedal, a Hall of Fame reverb, and a Boss DD7 delay. It's getting late, so I'm going to run to the top of the hour from the Apples again in stereo. Time for bed. I know you'll do well from Science Fair. Good night.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 megahertz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more and listen online at our website at krvs.org.